You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm only going to talk about two verbs, but they are good ones. I'm going to talk about the verbs learn and forget. These are very important verbs and can be used in lots of different ways. So I'm going to look at some basic patterns for each verb and then specific phrases that you can use with these verbs. For me, there are two main aspects of learning: knowledge and skills. Let's start with knowledge. There are some words we use to talk about knowledge, like we can say you can learn a language and mean the vocabulary and the rules of grammar. I learnt French and German at school. I didn't learn Spanish at school, but managed to learn a little when I was working in a summer school. You can learn the rules of a game. Do you know the rules of cricket? I learnt the rules of cricket in a bar watching a cricket match on TV. I had to ask someone because I didn't know what was going on and everyone else was really excited. You can learn the way to somewhere, meaning the directions from one place to another. When you first move somewhere, you can learn your way around, which means you know where the different places are. Whenever I move to a new place, I have to learn my way around so I know where I am and the way to the places I need to visit. When there isn't a special word for a set of knowledge, you can learn about something. You can learn about a topic. So, at the moment, one of my boys is learning about the Romans at school. The second aspect of learning is learning skills. I have to explain this to my kids all the time. They can learn facts and knowledge really quickly, but learning skills takes time. To talk about learning skills, we say learn how to do something or learn to do something. So I've been learning how to play the guitar for about 30 years. I learned how to juggle one Christmas when I was about 13, when my parents bought me some juggling balls. I'm not very good at juggling, but I can juggle well enough to impress my boys. Well, I think they're impressed. Someone might ask you, how did you learn to ride a horse so well? Or where did you learn how to drive? As well as learn how to, you can say learn to, and these two forms are almost the same. However, learn how to really emphasizes the skill. Learn to do something is more about the experience. So, I learned how to use a washing machine when I was 15. This means I learned how a washing machine functions, which buttons to press, which dials to turn. I didn't do much laundry, but I knew how the machine worked. If I say I learned to use a washing machine when I was 15, it's more like I realised that it was a good idea and gained the experience of using a washing machine. Here's another example. When I worked in a restaurant, I learned to wash my hands after cutting up chilies. I was a sous chef, so I used to have to chop up ingredients. If you chop up a lot of chilies and then touch your face or have to use the bathroom, you soon learn to wash your hands first. Here are a couple of phrases with learn. If you ever have to learn something by heart, that means you have to memorize it. This means you have to be able to recall it instantly. So, good examples of things that people learn by heart are telephone numbers, although this is not so common anymore. Some people learn poems by heart. Actors need to learn their lines by heart. Muslims are encouraged to learn as much of the Quran as they can by heart.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
You can use words of emotion before learn to say how you feel about some news. I was delighted to learn about your wedding. I was surprised to learn about your move. I was saddened to learn you lost your job. I was happy to learn about your new job. Okay, that's learn knowledge, learn a language, learn the rules, learn about the Romans, learn a skill, learn how to do something, learn from experience, learn to do something, learn by heart, and happy to learn. It's time to move on to forget. Forget is almost the opposite of learn. You can forget knowledge and also forget skills, though that's much less common. Normally, the opposite of forget is remember. The form we use here is forget to do. I use the word forget most often when I have a meeting or an appointment or some job that I'm supposed to do, something I'm supposed to remember to do, and then I don't do it. I forgot to call the bank. I forgot to go to the shops. I forgot to call into the meeting. We do use forget with knowledge, a bit like the opposite of learn. Instead of using it with words for sets of knowledge, we usually forget specific pieces of information. I feel bad about this, but I forget people's names all the time. I forget facts and dates. I have a real problem with some birthdays. I don't know why I forget some birthdays. Like learn, you can forget about something, which means you forget different ideas and facts about a topic. It's usually used about memories or events. I forgot about going to my friend's party. You can make this stronger by saying forget all about. I forgot all about making plans to go to the cinema. As I said, you can use forget about skills. To talk about this, you use the same form as learn. you can say, I forgot how to juggle, or I forgot how to get to work. This is the same as I forgot my way to work. We use the adverbs completely and totally with forget, even though they don't add a lot to the meaning. You might say, I'm really sorry, but I've totally forgotten your name, or I completely forgot to buy a card. Here are a couple of phrases that use the word forget. This first we use to emphasize how important something is to us. I'll never forget. I'll never forget the day that we met. Another phrase is, it's easy to forget. We use this in formal situations to remind people about something or to say that we think something is more important than people think. It's easy to forget what's important in life. In this case, I don't think it really means forget. Rather, it means to be distracted and not think about something much. The last phrase I'm going to talk about is keep forgetting. I keep forgetting where I've put my keys. This means to continue to forget to do something or forget again and again. I'm supposed to put the car keys in a little tray by the door so that my wife doesn't have to ask me where they are. And I've just checked and the keys are in my pocket. I keep forgetting to put them there. So that's forget to do something, forget about something, forget all about something, forget how to do something, completely and totally forget, never forget, and keep forgetting. I hope that you learn these uses and don't completely forget them too quickly. To help you remember them, there's a practice activity on the Learn English Vocabulary website for this podcast, where you'll also find the transcript and some discussion questions to give you the chance to try to use some of these phrases, as that will help you remember. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have, so please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.